Hey, Trent Riders, welcome back to the Daily Ride. I hope everyone's doing well today. The scriptures that get us through the Bible in a year is for the morning is Genesis 21 and Matthew 20. The evening is Nehemiah 10 and Acts 20. Our focal, or mark my word, scriptures for today is Matthew 19, 26, Luke 3, 38, John 1, 14, 1 Corinthians 15, 45, Hebrews 9, 12 through 14, and Hebrews 10, 5. Today we're going to be talking about divine blood type. Just where we finished last week, we're going to pick up and talk about the blood again. Today's scripture of focus is going to come from Ephesians 2:13, which says, "But now in Christ, you who once were afar off have been brought near by the blood of Christ." Mary and Joseph were engaged, but they had yet to come together as husband and wife. As a virgin, Mary conceived a child by a miracle of God. Therefore, Christ did not have a blood group factors from Joseph or Joseph's ancestors. Jesus Christ was the only begotten of the Father. With regard to Mary's blood type, we know that a woman can bear a child which has a blood group completely incompatible with her own. A mother's blood supports the unborn child through the placenta, which also prevents her blood from entering the veins of her baby, unless some kind of damage causes a leak. The blood of Jesus was a divine blood, and this is the secret power. Only one other man had ever had a blood that was not genetically received: Adam, the first man. He is mentioned as being of God, that is, a special creation without any ancestor. Luke 3:38. The Bible calls Jesus the last Adam, as we see in 1 Corinthians 15:45, as Paul tells us. His body, like the first Adam, was specially prepared, as the Bible says. God calls Mary to bear a son without a normal biological necessities, for nothing is impossible with God. Hebrews 9:12 through 14 tells us this: "Not of the blood of goats and calves, but of his own blood, he entered into the holy place once for all, having obtained eternal redemption. If the blood of bulls and goats and ashes of a heifer sprinkling the unclean sanctifies the purifying and for the purifying of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God? Cleanse your conscience from dead works and serve the living God." Again, that passage is found in Hebrews 9:12 through 14. What is your spiritual blood type? As a born-again child of God, you too can claim the redemptive blood type of the believer, an adopted heir of the Heavenly Father. Our daily fire thought for today is: the blood of Jesus is the secret to my heavenly adoption. God bless you guys. I hope you'll continue to follow me here on the Daily Ride, and I'll see you on the next Trail Ride.